the chief of state, but many in the military support her. Nomura paused as if reluctant to continue. They can actually win this legal war even if we stomp them to pieces in some of the battles. If we mount a successful legal defense, so much dirt gets spread around that the Jedi lose a lot of public and government support, compared with what you get if the Jedi and the government suddenly decide to work hand in hand again. Or perhaps they have a case that's too strong for us. On the one hand, they might offer you a bargain, go free, and manage the Jedi under their terms. On the other hand, they might just convict. Then you go to prison, or do what they'd prefer you to, run off into hiding and prove your unreliability and criminal nature. Luke leaned back against the bars behind his cot and whistled. Today just keeps getting better and better. They've been putting this together for a while. Some of my sources suggest that the order to make this case came down possibly as long ago as a year, maybe longer. Luke thought about that. Then why issue the warrant now? Did it take them all this time to assemble the case? No. The timing. Your arrest taking place in a public venue on the first day of the Unification Summit is obviously no coincidence. It constitutes sending a message. To the parties considering rejoining the Alliance. Yes. Luke scratched his jaw and thought about it. They're saying to the Imperial Remnant, we're putting a leash on the people who gave you so much trouble over the years. It's safe to come back. I believe so. And they're telling the Confederation, you and the Jedi had a mutual enemy during the war, but now we control them, which is another good reason to rejoin. My thinking matches yours. Also another good reason to exclude the Haepins this time around. Queen Mother Tennel Kaa would not react favorably to the action against me. If she doesn't participate until the next summit, this situation could be resolved by then, and she'd have time to cool down. Luke stood and began pacing. His stomach fluttered, either from tension or from the fact that he'd had no meal since his arrest, and he drew on inner reserves of calm to settle it. Nomura, I'm not sure we can change the way we operate within the Alliance, or should. We serve a higher cause. Life, calm, progress toward a fair and serene future. Self-interest and the kind of pragmatism that sacrifices innocent lives don't motivate us the way they can the civilian and military authorities. Nomura offered him an unhappy smile. History, as interpreted by non-Jedi, demonstrates that you're wrong. In the records, Jedi often demonstrate these self-serving and destructive impulses. They just stop calling themselves Jedi, like Jason Solo did. Ouch. Your arraignment's in 2 hours. I can have a different set of clothes delivered if you'd prefer to appear before the judge in something fresher or more cheerful. Luke glanced down at his black Grandmaster robes. He winced, considering how they might remind a judge of the garments preferred by Jason Solo. Send for my white and tan robes, would you? Done.